We've been talking about dealing wisely. Everybody say dealing wisely. You got to be wise. You got to be wise in how you deal with things. You got to be, life is not, if you walk around life just allowing everything to enter you. You know, the Bible says that a person that does not have control over his life is like a city without wall. You see, what happens is that anything begins to crawl into that city because there's no wall. So dealing wisely is important. So we started our teaching. This is the third Sunday we are doing it because there's just so much in it. Somehow, whenever I want to finish it and move on, whenever I go home, God pulls me back. He says, stay back in this thing. He says, remain in this thing. So I don't know how long I'm going to stay here on this dealing wisely, but by God's grace, I see that every time in it, he begins to open new things and new ways about a life that is it working in wisdom. So we started looking at the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 20. Proverbs 13, 20. And it says that he who walks with the wise men will be what? He too will be wise, but the companion of fools will be what? Destroyed. Say, if he walks with wise men, he becomes wise. But if he, companion of fools, will destroy. So that's what we said. So we said last Sunday that since we want to walk with the wise, which that's God, that we too must be wise. Praise the Lord. We must first have same nature like God. So we're saying that to walk with God, to walk with the wise, since we know that God is wisdom itself, and so the best place to be wise or to become wise is to walk with God. So we're saying that, so for you to walk with God too, you have to be like God. And we gave an example. We says that a dog that sees how human beings do their affairs and come to a sense, he says, really, I would like to be behaving like human beings. Amen? I would like to do like them, go to school, get a degree, get a job. If that dog comes, no matter what he tries, he cannot be like human beings. He cannot get their wisdom. So that dog, the best thing that can happen for that dog when he decides to make that decision is that somehow the nature of that dog is changed and that dog becomes a human being. Praise the Lord. If he never becomes a human being, he can never get the wisdom of men. No matter how much he's crying, says, I want to be like human beings. I want to talk like them. I want to act like them. He can't. So that's why even if that dog is 10 years old, if a little child, I look at this little boy over here, and please, we have children church in the room back there. You can take them if they bother. We have the room in the back. Praise the Lord. So we want to say, so even this little child now, like you can, if you have a dog in your house, and I said I use dogs as an example because it's a man's best friend, especially in this society. That's what we know a lot about. I said, even with that, what happens is that if you have a dog in your house before you had a baby, you will see that little baby, when he was little, he couldn't do anything. You might have a dog that goes and pick a ball and brings. But that baby will grow to a place where beyond picking a ball and bringing, he knows how to buy a ball, even get to a point that he even walks and get a ball. While that dog, all he's still doing is what? Picking a ball and bringing it. So he can never develop. He can never become wise like a human being unless he becomes a human being. So the thing that has to first change is their nature. Praise the Lord. So that's what we were saying last week. So we say, even for us that make a decision to walk with God, that we might become wise, that first, what has our nature has to do what? He has to, so to a man then, because the Bible says flesh, a man that is made of flesh, born of flesh, because the Bible says that God is a spirit. Amen? So flesh and spirit cannot walk. Same way as dog and man cannot walk. Flesh and spirit cannot what? They cannot walk. So the book of John chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, I'm just bringing us back to what we were talking about last week, just give you a little base before we continue so you understand why we're saying the things we say. He says, so Jesus replied and said, I assure you, no one can do what? Enter the kingdom of God without being what? Born of water and what? And spirit. Verse 6. Humans can reproduce what? Only human life. But the Holy Spirit gets birth to what? Spiritual life. Praise the Lord. He said, human can only give other humans. So it's the only Holy Spirit that will give birth to a spiritual life. So the Holy Spirit must give birth to a spiritual life because God is a spiritual life. God is spirit. So a man must be born again, has the spirit of God in him, which through the Holy Spirit he has been giving birth to as we receive Jesus Christ, we see. And then that person now is like God. He too has a spiritual life. So now two of them can do what? Can walk together. Praise the Lord. So therefore, to walk with God, we must first be saved. that we are saved by receiving Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. What happens then is our nature is changed when that happens. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. Now, he said, what happens now is that if a man now receives Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior, he now receives the Spirit of Christ through the Spirit. And he says that sometimes he says if the wind blows, you say you don't see the wind. You don't listen. You can see just how you can know that there is wind as you start seeing trees are falling and everything. But you can't go hold the wind. Praise the Lord. Same way being born again of the Spirit, you can. It's not something you see. It's not something you see. It's not a feeling. Praise the Lord. It's a believing. So verse 17 says, what this means then is that anyone who belongs to Christ has become what? He said, that's what it means. It's not a feeling. Any man who belongs to Christ, I didn't finish the first one. Praise the Lord. He said, the old life is what? It's gone. And what happens? A new, not a repaired one. So a surgery happens. What God does in the process of salvation is that he does a surgery where he comes and calls the old man, the old spirit, and he does a surgical thing that is not seen by eye, by his power. He cuts that one off, removes it. Praise the Lord. Come.
No, use me or my iPad.
Okay.
Because my Listen. iPad can be removed.
Yes. So this is what happens. Without Christ, right? A man has a spirit that is guiding him. But he says it's the spirit that's working in the children of disobedience. He said that spirit is under God's wrath. God's wrath is on that spirit. Now, God cannot now come. You cannot come to begin to walk with God to get wise because God's wrath is on this spirit. So in Christ Jesus, what God does is he does a surgery that's not seen with eyes. And he takes away that. And he takes the spirit of Christ and he does what? He replaces that. Praise the Lord. A spirit that is like him. A spirit of his. That's why he says that if you do not have his spirit, you are what? You are none of his. You are not a son of God. He says that those who have this spirit, they are sons of God. So now when you become a son, then you can walk with him because now you people are the same kind of people. You have the same sense. You have the same thing. Now, if he tells you, raise your hand, you can hear him. If you go and tell a dog, raise your hand, raise your hand. I see people doing this sometimes. Then they kick him, then they hit him, and they or they give him cookies. But I don't need to give Chucky cookie to tell him to raise. If I then he knows his hand, he can hear me. He can understand me because both of us are what? Human beings. So that's what happens. Praise the Lord. I hope that helps you. That's what happens. So it says now the old life is gone and a new one comes. Now verse 18. He says this thing I'm describing, this whole thing, he says, and all of this is what? It's a gift from God. That old spirit was not circumcised and removed because of you. You couldn't. He took control of you and he was dealing with you. No matter what you tried, you couldn't. It is God that did the circumcision. It is him that died on the cross. It is by his power. He says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, he said he did that so he can demonstrate how rich is his grace and mercy. He said that's why he did it. Praise the Lord. I need us to understand this. He said all of this is a gift from God. Who did what? Who brought us back to what? To himself through Christ. He brought us back. You did not bring you back. Praise the Lord. He brought us back through Christ. And God has done what? He has given us this task of doing what? Reconciling people to him. So he's telling you, go and tell people they can come back. When they ask you, you see, but if you want to be too old, you say no. That is because you do this, because you did that. No, but if you go, he says no. Now he's telling you, go and tell people. You can go back the way I went back. Praise the Lord. So when that happens, we receive this new spirit. So we can only receive this God's nature as a gift. Why it is so is because all have what? Have sinned. All have sinned. Now, you know that If I go and I steal from the bank or from anyone now, if I come and steal from my sister right now, and then tomorrow nobody knows about it and they are looking, and there's a law is in place that if you have stolen money, you are going to go to jail for 3 years. And then nobody found out, right? And then for some reason, I continue now. I never steal again. I start just being a very good person. And then they find out that I was the one who did that. Do you think that because I've been good, that my past disobedience, they will say, oh no, he's good now. He did not do that. They will first of all take me and say, he's the one that did that. So because everyone has sinned, just you beginning to do good is not going to cancel that one. That's what the Bible says. He says your present obedience is not going to clear your former disobedience. So he says, give what God does, just come and say, look, I'm cleaning everything. So if whoever I hurt or whoever I did that to just came and declared that now that he's forgiving everything that I've done. Even if I said I'm the one that take that, you say, yep, I forgave everything. Because who I was owing it to was him. Who I was liable. Because the law has been that the soul that sinner shall die. So now it was only his to forgive and take away. So now, that's why no man can boast. That's why you cannot be going around and say you are a better Christian. Oh, you are this. No, you can't do that. You can't do that because all of us are in the same place and we're all saved by the same way. So now, because he has such mercy to come in your wallow, to come in the place where you were not good enough. He said, while we were yet sinners, Christ did what? That because he's able to come there. So now we can trust him that when we were in the ditch, when he could have killed us because every son that sinned shall be died, when he had every right to kill us, he did not. He came and took us out. Now that we have decided to follow him, he now says that even when we make mistakes, that he's just, if we come and tell him to do what? To forgive us. So now we have a footing and a confidence that we can follow him, that he loves us, and we're not afraid of death's squad. So now we can live a vibrant Christian life. The biggest problem that Christians are facing is that they can't come to God. All of them think that they have, all of them think they're not fit. Now, if it is God that has the blessing and you don't think that you're fit, where are you going to get it from? You keep saying that it is God that blessed. Yeah, we have agreed. But then whenever you go, you say you are not fit. Who is going to give you the blessing? Is it the devil that wants to kill you? So it is in this that we now come. And then this is how now we can walk with the wise. It is in this confidence now we come to walk with God and say, Lord. And that is why now, because your child is a little baby, but he's like you, he's confident to stay. You begin to teach him, this is how you eat. This is how you wipe your face. This is how you button your clothes. Right? But if you never see that child, are you going to show him how to button his clothes? So he says that God's grace has been revealed to all men, teaching them how to know what? To deny ungodliness, because now the grace gives them the chance to come and walk. Because without the grace, no man can walk with God. Without the grace, no man qualifies. I don't care what you think you're doing. No man qualifies to walk with God. Because he said that God is of purest eye. Purest. Which means that, you know, there's a lot of dirt in this carpet that we don't see. But if you go and take a magnifying glass, you can begin to see all kinds of things that you might not even want to walk on this carpet. That's how pure God is. So it is his grace that even allows us to come here and be worshiping him. So when we know that grace now brings us to walk with him, that grace now begins to teach us. Because we are walking with the wise now, that's how he tells me, don't button your shirt like this. I open, but before then I wouldn't know. That's how he tells me, don't put your pants like this. Then I know. That's how when I put it, I don't put it where I come by. He says, well, you didn't put it well. Because of grace. Fix it. I fix it. Or I go, I can't fix it again. I say, I can't fix it. He said, don't worry, I will help you. And then one day I do what? Because I know that he's working with me to become better, then I begin to try my best. But if I thought he was against me, then I'll just throw my hands in the air and say, look, this thing is not doable. But if I know that he's working with me, then I'll continually do what? Walk with him. Continue. So the Bible now began to say in the book of Corinthians 3, it says that now we begin to go from glory to what? To glory. Praise the Lord. Do we all understand that? Now, all of that was just a foundation before we go to... Praise the Lord. Did that bless you? Yes. Listen, the church is not how much we cover.
or how long or how short you stay, is that something changes in your life that equips you to be able to go deal with this world. Because you need to be equipped. If you're not equipped, out there, he says that what he has come to is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He has a plan. And trust me, he's not discussing that plan. But then in here, in the presence of God, he says that I too have what? Come. That you might do what? Have life and have what? So what you come to church to get is life. It's life that you came here to get. So listen for life. Equip yourself with life. So when you go out there and they want to steal, you have life to resist. I say, no, you can't steal, I have life. That's why he says that your faith is what? Your victory.
Praise the Lord. So now we can receive the nation. Now, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 23. He says, 23, verse 23. He said, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Now, what he's saying is that when the Ethiopians are the blacks that they knew, he said, can a black man change the color of his skin? Not only he doesn't want to, but he can't. Same way that a white man cannot change the color of his skin. Praise the Lord. So the sin nature, you can't change it yourself. That's what he's saying. He said, or can a leopard do what? Change his spot. I didn't know that, but I found out that when they shave leopard's skin, that all the way to the skin, that it has spots. I was watching the animal channel. I said, that's incredible. I didn't know that. He said, so the leopard, he spots, he can't change it. No matter what he does, even if you shave him down to bare, when he starts coming out again, all over the place. So then also, can you do good? He said, also, can you do good? That's the question God is asking. That's why we should accept. You see, the grace of God is what gives you power to do what you can do. The grace of God is what gives you power to be like God. God's grace is God's power. Praise the Lord. When the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he's talking about the grace. So the Apostle Paul says, he says, I have done all these things, even though it's not me, but it's the grace walking what? In me. Walking through me. So he says, then also, can you do good? Who are accustomed and taught, even trained to do what? He said, your nature is evil. He said, can you do good? He says, you can't. So it's God working in you. So that's why anything that you do is by the grace of God. He humbles you. Anything that, listen to me, I'm telling you, that you're wherever you are now, that you're faithful in your marriage, that you're whatever you're doing, that you're in church this morning. Because this is not the first day that you knew that in the morning somebody should go to church. You knew that, but you just lie in your bed, hit your snooze, turn your eye, give yourself every excuses. Right? But today, you're here. Now, it is God's grace and God's power. If you recognize that that's what it is, the next Sunday you might be able to be here. Because you continue to draw from the power of God. Praise the Lord. So we must first receive the nature as a gift. It becomes very important that we receive it as a gift. So if we receive it, we'll be able to hear God. I want to give an example of somebody from the Old Testament. And these are people that the Bible, as a matter of fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he says that the person who is united to the Lord or who's joined to the Lord is what? It's one spirit. So you have one spirit with God. You have one spirit with Christ. The spirit of Christ is in you. Now, the Bible told us about Moses. If you look at the book of Numbers chapter 12, I want to show you again, what we are talking about is dealing wisely. I'm going to show you where you should start with dealing wisely so you don't get frustrated. Because if I don't show you this part and you don't understand this part, if you try to go be wise working with God, you can't walk with God. And then when you can't walk to God, you become frustrated. And when you become frustrated and you walk away and begin to walk, hang around with the fool, and the person will be destroyed. So I'm showing all this part. It's important that you understand this part. This is what gives you the foundation and the confidence to walk with God. Praise the Lord. He says now this is God speaking. He said, then he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a what? In a vision. I speak to them in what? In dream. He began to say, look, let me first tell you. He said, if there is a prophet, and you know in those days, the biggest is like the prophet. It's the prophet that goes to hear from God. And that's what people are still trying to do today. The Spirit of God lives in you, and you have a prophet that goes to tell you what God has said. You're a fool. That person is a fool. That person is just fully... That's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, this is what was happening that time. But now the Bible tells you, say, if you receive Jesus Christ, the Spirit is inside you. Now you go have a prophet that you go talk to, go see God and come and talk to you. And the Bible says in that last day, they're going to make merchant of you. Praise the Lord. He says, so, he said, in those days, if myself to him, I speak, he said, if there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in what? In vision, I speak to him in what? In a dream. He said, that's how I talked to those prophets before. So you have this prophet, he said, have you gone to the mountain? Pastor, what did your dream say today? That's foolishness. I said, you did not understand that you can walk with God. That's why I started where I started. Because if I told you to just go walk to God, you think walking to God is call me and say, Pastor, what was your dream today? Pastor, did you see something for me? I say, yeah, I saw something. I saw that you brought me a nice plate of steak and I was eating it. So then, verse 7. He said, it's not so with my servant, what? Moses. He is faithful in all my house. Verse 8. He said, I speak with him, what? Face to face, even plainly and not in the dark, saying, he sees the form of the Lord. He says, this Moses, he said, why I speak to other prophets in dreams and everything? He said, this Moses has a form of the Lord. He sees the form. Only because he sees the form, God speaks to him face to face. But now you have the Spirit in you. He says, this Moses, he said, look, if I speak to other prophets, the way I do, he said, don't have my form. That's why Moses was a type of Christ. He says, no, I speak to them in dreams. That's how I deal with them because I can't even do it. He said, but this Moses, I speak to him face to face. I speak plain. He said, because he sees my form as the Lord. Oh, that's all he saw is the form of the Lord. But you, my sister, you, my brother, not even the form. You are made in the image of God. The Spirit of God is what? So now, won't God talk to you? If somebody who has his form and we says that God is the same yesterday, today, and for he says he does not change. If he talks to somebody face to face, just who has a form, now that he lives inside of you, would he not talk to you? I'm asking a question. Would he not talk to you? So you are qualified. God talks to you. God can talk to you. So when he's speaking, don't harden your voice. Don't ignore him. So he says, why then were they even not afraid to speak with him? So God speaks to you. So if he does that even in the old, for people who just have a form of him, in your life now, recognizing now that you are born again, that's why I need to take you back and tell you what has changed for you. Any issue, his grace, you can go and say, Lord, this is what is happening. And you shouldn't be going there, this sinful man have come. No. God knew, he said it was why you were a sinner that he died. So you don't need to come and explain to him that Jesus. If he didn't know that, he wouldn't come. He knew that. So he says now you should come to his throne boldly. He said that throne is of grace so you can obtain help. Because he knows you need help. He knows you need help. So he set up the throne. He said this throne is of grace. Come there boldly. And the bold is very important. So then come there and be saying, you know how I did. No, if you have a child or you have someone you love and he comes in, his clothes is all dirty. It's the first thing you do is for him to be explaining you his clothes. If you love him so much, you begin to cry, you grab him and begin to change his clothes. Even before, you know it happened with the prodigal son. If he comes there and the first 10 minutes, he's talking garbage. He's just talking how bad is it. Do you know that sometimes my children, when they have needs or something and they don't present it to me, when I find out that they had that need and they didn't present, I say, why? I say, well, Dad, I didn't know you were going to buy. Do you know? My eyes become all tear. I say, but who did you go to now? Who did you go to? Do you think that you're better than God? Praise the Lord. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 13 to 14.
You can walk with the, you can walk with God. His spirit is in you. Be confident. If you miss it, if you fail it, if you have missed it somewhere, go down and say, Lord, this is wrong. Don't listen, God knows what. He doesn't need for you to come and play games with him. Say, this is what it is. Lord, strengthen me. He says, I know. And he gives you strength. And because he's with you all the time, do you know that the only thing that makes a man, a person becomes better is love? If I know that you have my back covered, I'll do anything to stay with you. Praise the Lord. So, he says, when we tell you these things, when I'm telling you these things, this is the Bible. I don't make these things up. Listen, that's why it's important. The house of God, the book of Ephesians chapter 3, says that what happened, I think it's verse 9, it says that why God did the church and put teachers and put pastors. He says it's for building of the faith of the saints. It's so that they can come to one faith, they rise to the faith of Christ. Of Christ. That's why when somebody says you can be like Christ, people start saying, oh, I cannot. That's ignorance. The Bible says you can. Christ himself says that the works that I do, you shall do. And even you do what? He said that. So why would God say something? You're saying that you're trying to be pious. Oh, don't say that. No. The person is being ignorant. It's like you have been given power and you're leaving it on the table. They say, when we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from what? Human. Some of these things I'm telling you, somebody will be rejecting his mind. So is he saying that everybody, does he saying that people should be sinning? I didn't say people should sin. I'm saying that God loves you. That's what I'm saying. Don't twist what I'm saying. I'm saying what the word of God says. It is not human wisdom. It is God's wisdom. So don't bring your wisdom in it. If God says something, agree that way. Don't start your own thinking and start saying, "Man, what about this?" But no. But what God said? If He says that His grace is available, if I give you money to go and buy food, did I say hunger? You should die of hunger. So how should I give you money to go and buy food? You interpret this: He just give this his kids too much money so he can die of hunger. Then he's not using the money. Maybe he does not know. So you're now telling him to go and work for the money, which you know that he cannot make that money. You're killing him. All you need to do is tell him that your dad gave you money, use it. Praise the Lord. He says, so this thing does not come from human wisdom. Because if you think it humanly, it doesn't make sense. That's why it is revealed. He said, instead, we speak words given to us by what? By the Spirit. Using the Spirit's words to do what? To explain spiritual truth. You use the Spirit's word. You don't use your own word. You don't use your feeling. So I can't come here and take basketball and tell you people how to explain spiritual things. I should take the word of God to explain to you people what the Bible is saying. So that you have power in your life. So it's not just words, you finish, but it's void of power. So you stay in church, you stay there, but there's no word, there's nothing churning in you. 5 years the same. You're dealing with the same thing that you were dealing with 10 years ago. Where's the power? So, but these words, when they come from the Spirit, because the Bible says it's the Spirit that gives what? Life. It is the Spirit that gives it. Verse 14. But people who are what? Who aren't spiritual can't what? Can't receive these truths from God's Spirit. Listen here. That's why I said, first of all, a man must be born again. A dog will not learn as a man does. So people who are not spiritual, people who have not accepted Jesus Christ, and how you accept Jesus Christ, you begin to submit to him. So if part of what he says is that in the morning you come to church, you begin to understand that when you're sitting around, slacking around, you're being carnal. That's what's happening. I'm not trying to be hard. I'm trying to tell you so that you can be able to judge these things. Know when the devil wants to deceive. He said that we should not be ignorant of the wiles and what? The deceit. So that when you see deceit, you will know. Because the devil, he says the devil have wiles and deceit. Like we're talking about honor today. When you say honor your father and your mother. So it doesn't get that you start saying, my mother did not do this, my father did not do this. That's deceit. Because what the word of God has said then will not happen for you. Then you can pray and pray and pray. But God is just saying, no, but this is spiritual word. That is explained with spirit, and I've put it to him. And deceit start coming. When he says that bitterness will defile a person, when you see bitterness coming in your life, you begin to cry, Lord, you got to take this thing out. You begin to find a way to take it out because you know that God says, what it does what? It defiles a person. So he says now, he says that spiritual people can't receive these truths from God's spirit because they are not like him. They don't yield themselves to him. They don't listen to him. When they come to church, they want you to hurry up. If we dance, if we had a great choir and a great musical worship people, he can dance and dance. But if you start preaching for 2 minutes, he says, that pastor preaches too long. But that is when the thing that is coming that will help him was happen. But his heart is just going, man. But if he goes to the movie, he can go to the movie from the morning and go from one movie and sneak into another one and say, see his old friend and say, oh, I heard you have not watched this. And until evening. And they say, well, it's just the new generation. No, it's a deceit. It's not a new generation. It's a deceit. He says it all does what? Sounds foolish to them. They can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can do what? Can understand what the spirit means. That's who understands it. So even in my life, what happens? Even in my Bible studies, when I find out that I begin to, when I read one verse, I'm sleeping, I begin to cry in prayer. That's my own prayer. It's not because I know that if I'm sound, getting shoe, my business succeeds, everything, that is a given. Because every issue of a man's life comes from his heart. If somebody wants to compromise your life, they first go compromise your spirit, your heart. Immediately your heart is compromised, you can't move too far. So whenever I see anything, I begin to say, Lord, do something. But do you know many Christians? No, you know, it's not bother them that from Monday through Friday through Saturday that they have not received any word of God into their life. It doesn't bother them. And they say they are trusting God. How are you going to walk with the wise? How are you going to? How? How? So, he said, the only people who are spiritual, they know what the spirit means. So, you must first believe and accept God. And understand that he has made you acceptable to him. That you can come with him, that you can spend time with him. You must believe that no matter what is happening, you must believe that. Because you don't have any other help. You must believe that it is in his presence that you get the help to come out of wherever you are. And that he accepts you, that you need him. You must accept that. You must know that there's no new work you have to do to accept him. That all is, he says, if a man believes in his heart, if a man confesses with his mouth and does what? Believes in his heart. You don't see it. He said, that suffice. I'll begin to walk. He said, I'll begin to walk.
So Romans chapter 8, 1 to 2.
He says, so now there is what? There is no condemnation for those who what? Who belong to Christ Jesus Christ. When he says there's no condemnation, it means that nobody should. That's why the Bible says that any tongue that has risen itself against judgment, against you, will be what? It says that you should shut it down. That's the authority you shut it down. But you see, when you come for prayer, they're saying, pray, shut it down. Then when you want to say shut it down, you're remembering that you're fighting with your brother, you're fighting with your neighbor, you start going, shut it down. You don't believe what you're saying. And it can't work. But when you know that there is no condemnation for you because you are in Christ, any tongue that raised, you said, no, you cannot what? You cannot speak this.
Verse 2.
This is because you what? You belong to him. Your life is not yours. My brother said, you belong to God. And God is so powerful. Jesus started talking about his disciples. He says that those that my Father has given for me, he says nobody can do what? Snatch them from me because my Father that gave them to me is what? Is the most powerful man. Nothing can snatch you from the hand of God. It is you that walk away. I don't care how they threaten. I don't care how the situation threatens. If you stand in the Lord, your eyes will open. You will do what he has said. All the things that are hindering you, you will see them fall apart because God is the only one that is most high. Those things are not. You see them. So the Bible says, who will believe this report? So it says, because you belong to him, the power, everybody say the power of the life-giving spirit. There is a power of a life-giving. Remember we said that something came to kill, to steal, and to what? Destroy.
And we said that he came that we might have what? Life. He said, look, that power of life-giving spirit has done what? He has freed you from what? The power of sin that leads to what? You are free. Don't give yourself to any bondage. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. As a man thinketh, so he's what? So he is. This begins to renew your thinking. As this begins to renew, you will see that all those your fears start dying. Christians deal with all kinds of fear. They can't sleep. They are panicked. They are worried. They are pain. That's why the teaching I sent out on Wednesday, I says, in 1 Peter, I say, he loves you affectionately. He said, bring all your cares, all your worries. How many people received that? How many people received what I sent on Wednesday? Please, if you don't receive my Wednesday send out, leave us your email address. Leave us your email address. And please check it. I always send something out. He says, he has taken off. He said, because he has freed us from the power of sin that leads to death. This is a place of confidence. This is what it means to walk with the wise. These are the words of God. This is his wisdom. It's not human wisdom. Now, when you know these things, these are not wisdom of men. It changes the way you deal. It changes how you run your business. It changes when you come in your house and you see that things are not the way you expected them. It gives you hope that they can become the way you expect them because of these things we talked about. But instead, not if you come and see it, somebody tell you that you need to go and fast for 70 days. Why are you fasting for 70 days? Have you ever asked when you're fasting all this, why are you doing it? Fasting is not bad. Huh? Fasting, when God has given you all this and God says that he can only take his own counsel. Why are you fasting to change God's counsel? And people will bring places in the Old Testament and show that, and I don't have time to go into that teaching, but I'll correct it. What? He says, so why that you're not, why you're fasting is that I can't get you. Why is this my child acting like this? They say, go and fast. If you finish fasting, when you came back, you still don't have any answer. Because you see, why something is a problem to you because you don't have the answer. If you have the answer, it's not a problem. So what you really needed is knowledge. Praise the Lord. And if you know that no matter that thing that is happening, and you know the end, do you know that if we know we are in a race, and you know that you're going to come first, and it has been guided, they showed you the end of the race. You saw it. And then in the middle of the race, you had an accident and your leg was broken. Do you know you won't be crying so much? Or you'll be saying, wow, how did I come first? That's what you'll be saying. Because somehow you know that this thing will be repaired. Because at the end of this, you saw the end and you were what? You were first. Do you know how you deal with that broken leg is completely different from somebody who does not know the end? But God has shown you what he has done already in your life. That's wisdom. Why are you afraid? Why are you not holding him? So because these things are like this, I'll round up with this. I'll give us three things, but I'll just deal with one today. We must make sure we develop our human spirit. Because remember when our first teaching, we talked about that it is the spirit of man. When we're talking about our hearts, we said that it was the spirit that communicates to the spirit. That spirit talks to spirit. So it is, you have to now begin to train yourself to develop your human spirit, to be able to hear God, to hear what he's saying. Because now what has been established for you is that we are not dogs. We are not flesh. We are spirit as him, and we have a spirit. That has been established. So if your son is like you, that's why even your son, you're expecting that he's going to do more things than you did. Praise the Lord. You are not expecting your fowl to achieve more than you did. And it's because he's your son and he has the same spirit and he hears you and he hears your instruction. But before that happened, your son, you knew he was like you. You knew he can do those things because he has a hand, he has your gene, he has everything. You knew he can do those things. Why you were paying the money for college and doing all that stuff is that you know that he can turn out like this. You know it. So that's why whenever he's not turning out like you say, why? What are you doing? What are you doing? You don't never be surprised when a dog does certain things. You just say, never mind. Sometimes he does that. Praise the Lord. So that you have to develop your spirit. Because now, so you can communicate with God because you're like him. You have that spirit. You have to know the spirit that you have received. So the first thing, how we know it. Chapter 8, Romans 8. 6 to 8.
So doing what? Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to what? It will lead to death. If you begin now, because now you can do these things. So it's not that you can't. So, but if you let, now it is you that will be able to let. That's why somebody born again say, oh man, I don't know how to forgive. I say, no. I say, you can. Because God has showed you all. Through perseverance, through patience, through love. And he has given you a hope that that process works. So you're just looking at the end that will work. That's how you grant your strength. So he said, not letting the spirit control you, because that mind leads to that, but letting the spirit control your mind. And how do you let the spirit control your mind? What God has said that spirit can do, you begin to agree that they can do it. You have to agree. The Bible says that two people cannot work together unless they do what? If the God has said, I've done all these things, but you're sitting in your house, said it has not happened, I have to go and do it, then it can't work. So you train that spirit by beginning to agree by everything is doing. So you let that spirit now begin to control you. You let it begin to control you. So like you're saying in Sunday school now, if what the Lord has says, when you come to pray, bring your first fruit. That when you come, don't be thinking a human being. I've been looking at me. Listen. God is very gracious to all of us. And not only to me, he's also gracious to pastors. Hunger cannot kill me. You see, what does people come in all the teachings, when they come and they begin to let the spirit of the sinful nature guide, they begin to say, he's going to take my money and buy a suit. Even if he's going to take it and buy a suit, why don't worry? God says that if he has a servant or if he has a worker, that he deals with his worker. It's not your responsibility. He said, do what I say. But you see, the sinful nature will control you. And then he says, when you don't do that, you begin to lose all those things. When you don't honor your mother, he said, this happens. When you don't honor your father, this happens. If you don't honor your wife, this happens. If you don't honor your husband. Now you begin to get your own sense. Why should I honor him? He came at that. You begin to say all those things. That's fine, no? But all the benefits that come with it, you're not what? You're not getting it. You have become the judge. You have gone to do God's work. So it becomes very important. That is how you begin to do it. Because now you're confident that you are like God. And you can walk with it. So he's talking to you. So don't let your sinful nature. Begin to train your spirit that when you hear God's word, you don't hide in your heart. When you hear, you don't hide in your heart. Praise the Lord. Let's look at verse 7. He said, for what happens that the sinful nature is always what? You know, hostility. He didn't say that he's always disobeys God. You know, disobedience is that you can tell me something, say, carry this chair. I say, I'm not going to do it, right? Hostility, you tell me, carry this chair, I carry the chair and I hit you. Do you understand me? That's the English word. I mean, that's why when you read the Bible, you need to understand what God is saying. The sinful nature does not disobey God. It is hostile. Because it wants to kill. So it wants you to now, that thing that will help you, for you to become hostile with it, fighting with it. How do you get blessed by someone you're fighting with? Explain it to me. I would like to learn. He said, for the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's law. And it what? It never will. See why he can't negotiate with the sinful nature? You see why he tells you, just do this, it's okay. We'll change it tomorrow. Don't agree. He will not change it tomorrow. He has no plans of changing it. You must resist him. So even if it's so simple, even if he says it is 1 o'clock, well, let's just do it 1:05. Don't agree. I mean, there are always external circumstances when things happen. But if he's just out of leisure, he just tells you that, and you agree. Don't agree. Tomorrow he's going for 10 minutes. Next day he's going for, I'm telling you, before you know it, you will be shocked what you're doing. He has no intention. He cannot. When the Bible says never, it means what? It means never. Don't fool yourself. Don't say that. I'm telling you, when God says something, never, it's never. So you begin to train your spirit. Understand this thing. So when you see that, you stand, you're going to say no. No, that's not how it's going to happen today. And you can do it because God is working with you and his power, his grace is available. That's why he said you can do all things. And so he can do it. And he's applauding. What a joy whenever you stand in the will of God. He's applauding. The point is that you win. We always win. We always win. I'll stop here and I'll just give an example with myself. You know, sometimes I give a lot of examples of myself. It's not that I'm not perfect. But why I do that is because if you look through all the gospel, you see that the gospel was the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was not the gospel of quoting the Bible. It was the gospel of his life. So this word of God is life. It is life. So your life has to be presented. I give this example. And with all humility, I'm not perfect though. I'm not perfect. But I can tell you that God, what God can do in the life of a person. What God can do in the life of a person. I use business. My private business. There's a place I went to do a development. And the process of me getting that land, I go to the city. And the people in that city tell me that, says you're never, not only, I mean, it's a white city, and the way they presented it, you know, they have very diplomatic words of telling you that this is not going to happen here. And if you try for it to happen here, we're going to do what? Crush you. So I went there. I said, I present all my stuff. And they began to do that process to show that I'm not going to do it here. And I went to the word of God. I said, Lord, all I've gone to do is to look for a way to put food on the table of my children. And the Lord gave me, he says, have I not told you? Say, blessed is that man who does not sit on the counsel of the what? Of the ungodly. He says that he enjoys the things of God. He says he's going to be, I'm paraphrasing now, I'm jumping somewhere. He says, he's going to be like a tree that is planted by what? Rivers of water. He said, whatsoever he puts his hand to do, he will do what? He will prosper. Say, go back over there. That's what you're going to build. Take your thing. This thing went for a year and a half. Do you know, not only I built that place, those people that said they're going to frustrate me, they turn around. When they're doing certain things, they call me to ask me for advice what they would do. But as that year and a half was going through, when I came and looked at what he went and see what he has said, that he will help me, that I will prosper. Do you know I never panicked? I never. So it didn't. So I wasn't worried. If all I had was one suit, then it didn't bother me, because I know the end of that thing. And I just remained there. That's just, and as I begin to share, that's just simple of things I began to do that God had just used to prosper me tremendously in my private life, with my children, with my relationships. Just he says it. And I said, this thing God says is true now. And he lives in me. A year and a half. They approved that prayer. No, they approved. In that city, whenever I walk in that city now, I walk into every office. Everybody knows me by first name. And everybody asks me, what do you think? But they said that they're going to frustrate me. And not only they didn't say it, they began to do what? Do it. But the Lord says that if I put my hand in something, that he, God, will do what? That he will prosper it. A year and a half, very well. I will continue this next, because again, the Holy Spirit, I'm just stuck in this. I can't say I keep coming to move. But it's important. 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 He's with you already. He loves you already. He says, I will never leave you. He's telling the truth. I'm telling you. And he says that God is faithful. God is just. God is truthful. That's the definitions of his name. So he said, after you have done all to stand, that you should do what? You should stand your ground. He said, because I'm there. I'm there. I'm not the enemy. I am the friend. Do you know what God, Jesus Christ told him? He says, I am the good shepherd. He says that they are hireling. He says, when he sees the wolf coming, what happens? He said, I go charge the wolf and I tear it to pieces. He said, even at danger, he said, I put myself in danger because of you. That's your God and my God. Why is somebody telling you different? Why are you afraid? Why are you not embracing him? and loving him. And say, this shadow, walking through this valley of shadow of death, yes, it's valley. Do you know that it's a shadow? It's not the real thing. If you read that thing, you have to listen to it very well.
He said it was a shadow. Now, we know something about shadow. When the thing moves, and shadow has never killed anybody. Shadow can do nothing.
As a man, shadow is powerless. What shadow does is intimidate you. So if you go through that shadow, why he first warned you is a shadow. It came in the New Testament. He said the same thing. The book of John 16:33. He says, look, I tell you these things so that in me you shall have what? Perfect peace. Perfect one. He said, in this world you have trials, you have troubles. He said, but be of good cheer because I have done what? I have overcome this. He said, this thing that you're seeing, I've overcome it already. You see, you have to know these things. That's why we started. You have to know it. It's not just fire. Your fire finished. The thing that's happening is happening. What are we firing? No point people wasting their time being ignorant. We are very smart people. The combined degrees in this place, too many PhDs and doctorates and engineers all over the place. How can we be this intelligent and somebody telling you foolish? You know the truth, and the truth that you know does what? It's the one you know. Loves you. So you stand. So when he says things, you're doing it. If you can, he's there to help you. If anyone in this room has done everything perfectly, let them raise their hands so we can pray for them. So then why should we not give if the room has been made for us, why should we give other people? We walk in that truth. Let us stand.